KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school and college men's basketball last night, Jake Cook scored 17 points. Seth Tuttle added 14, and Northern Iowa never trailed in a 76-59 victory over Northern Colorado. Cook added 7 rebounds and was 6 of 8 from the field. Mark Sonnen chipped in a dozen points for the Panthers, who improved to 5-0 at home. The Panthers have a 5-3 mark now on the season with that victory. Matthew Dellavedova scored 31 points, leading 5 players in double figures to give St. Mary's an 88-73 win over Drake last night. Dellavedova was 10 of 14 from the field, including 4 three-pointers and 7 of 8 at the free throw line. And he also had 7 assists to help the Gales to that victory as they shot 30 out of 54. Over 55% on the evening. Bulldogs hit on just 41% of their shots from the field last night as Jeremy Jeffers had a career-high 16 for Drake. Seth Van Deest added 15 and Ben Simons had 11 as the Bulldogs fall to 3-4 with that loss. In top 25 college men's hoops last night, the 6th-ranked Florida Gators are 7-0 after holding an opponent under 50 points for the 5th time already this season. Kenny Boynton and Mike Rosario each scored 14 points as the Gators clobbered Florida State 72-47. Also, number 10 Gonzaga got 23 points and 6 rebounds from Elias Harris in a 71-69 squeaker over Washington State. Hugh Greenwood hit 5 three-pointers, finishing with 17 points as 18th-ranked New Mexico topped Southern Cal 75-67. Number 19 Michigan State didn't allow a point over the first 9:48 before completing a 76-44 rout of Arkansas Pine Bluff. And Oklahoma State, number 23 in the land, was a winner over South Florida 61-49 last night. A Utah State basketball player who collapsed at practice and had to be revived after he stopped breathing remains in critical condition. However, the older brother of Danny Berger said in a statement that the junior forward is waking up and responding the way doctors want him to. A hospital spokesman said doctors still don't know what caused Berger to collapse on the court during practice Tuesday. The spokesman and the Berger family credited Utah State's training staff with saving Berger's life. They performed CPR on Berger and used a defibrillator on him as well. Well, Marissa Janning provided the spark that Creighton needed off the bench, leading the Blue Jays with 19 points on 7 of 10 shooting, including 4 three-pointers, to give the Creighton women a 66-57 victory over number 25 Nebraska last night. Creighton shot 56.3% from the field, making 27 of their 48 buckets, including 9 three-pointers, as the Blue Jays improved to 4-2 on the season. Haley Sample scored 20 points to help lead Nebraska, who is 6-3 now on the year. Well, the Iowa and Iowa State women will meet for the 43rd time tonight in Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Cyclones enter the game with a mark of 5-0. They're ranked 22nd nationally.
This is the biggest week of the year for us in a lot of ways. Number one, it's the last week of class. We have 2 very tough games, and your first road game of the year is at Iowa. So we're going to find out a lot about our team.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The home team has dominated this series by winning 10 of the last 11 matchups.
I hope it changes, but it's been one lately that the home team has won and won fairly easily. 2 years ago, we went over there and we embarrassed ourselves. We did not play well at all. They punched us in the mouth the first play of the game, and we never recovered.
Iowa enters the game with a mark of 6-3 on the season.
I do think we've played a more challenging schedule than they have. They haven't played any true road games yet, so this will be a first road game for them. But they are a very, very good basketball team.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes won their first in-state matchup with you and I this weekend. Iowa State already owns a victory over Drake.
Every one of us in the state, all 4 schools, want to have that mythical state championship. We'd be lying if we said we didn't. All of us want it. So it's important just for pride. Again, is it important for recruiting? I'm not sure. But it's important because you really want to represent the state and you want to be the school that's superior in the state.
Iowa leads the all-time series 22-20. You can catch that game live tonight here on KJAN. We'll have it for you live 7:15 pregame, 7:30 tip-off from Iowa City. In the NBA last night, New York beat Charlotte 100-98. Indiana got by Portland 99-92. Golden State over Detroit 104-97. Boston beat Minnesota 104-94. Chicago over Cleveland 95-85. Atlanta beat Denver 108-104. The Lakers over New Orleans 103-87. San Antonio topping Milwaukee 110-99. Utah defeats Orlando 87-81. Sacramento outscored Toronto 107-100, while the LA Clippers were winners over Dallas 112-90. Well, former Wisconsin football coach Brett Bielema says he won't coach the Badgers in the Rose Bowl. He has an idea, though, who might. Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez has a news conference scheduled for this morning where he's expected to discuss staffing for the Rose Bowl. Alvarez was Bielema's predecessor at Wisconsin, and there's speculation that he'll return to the sideline for one game when the Badgers play Stanford on January 1st. Bielema said yesterday during his introduction as Arkansas's coach that I think he's actually coaching their bowl game. I just heard that before I came here, which would be awesome. They might finally win one. Everyone tells me he won three and I lost two. Bielema declined to speculate on who his permanent replacement might be, saying whoever Alvarez chooses will be awesome. Well, Purdue's gain is Kent State's loss. The Big Ten school has announced the hiring of Daryl Hazel as its new football coach. He was recently named the Coach of the Year in the Mid-American Conference after leading Kent State to its first winning season since 2001, first bowl appearance in more than four decades, and the brink of a BCS bowl game. This year, Hazel's squad went 11-2 overall and 8-0 to win the MAC East Division. California has a new head football coach after hiring Louisiana Tech coach Sonny Dykes to replace Jeff Tedford. Dykes had a 22-15 record with the Bulldogs, averaging almost 36 points and over 452 yards per game in his tenure. He takes over a Cal team that went 3-9 this past season and missed a bowl for the second time in 3 years. Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o continues to rack up postseason hardware. The Heisman Trophy finalist has won the Lombardi Award as college football's best lineman or linebacker. Te'o had 103 tackles and 7 interceptions as a linebacker this year to help the undefeated Fighting Irish reach the BCS championship game against Alabama. Notre Dame's Tyler Eifert has won the John Mackey Award, which goes to college football's best tight end. And South Carolina's Jadeveon Clowney has won the 2012 Ted Hendricks Award, becoming the first sophomore chosen as the nation's top defensive end. Well, several players for Kansas City Chiefs have attended a memorial service for teammate Jovan Belcher, who killed his girlfriend and then fatally shot himself in the head this past weekend. Retired Chiefs Hall of Famer Bobby Bell said after the private hour-long service, the general manager Scott Pioli, who witnessed Belcher's suicide, spoke during the service. He says an uncle of Belcher also spoke. That service was held at a church that Belcher and his girlfriend attended. Several other Chiefs players declined to comment after that service. In other NFL news, Pittsburgh's Ben Roethlisberger appears on track to return this weekend against San Diego. Coach Mike Tomlin was encouraged by Roethlisberger's performance as he worked out on a limited basis on Wednesday. Tomlin called it a positive display for his franchise quarterback, but he isn't quite ready to say Roethlisberger is ready to start against the reeling Chargers. Roethlisberger hasn't played since spraining his right shoulder and dislocating a rib in a 16-13 overtime win over Kansas City November 12th. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs says he doesn't intend to let a torn biceps keep him out of Sunday's game against Washington. Suggs says he has to see how it holds up throughout the week, and it will be a game-time decision. Meanwhile, Ray Lewis returned to practice yesterday as he makes his way back from a torn right triceps. The 37-year-old linebacker was hurt October 14th against Dallas and placed on injured reserve, but he was designated for return. Rex Ryan is sticking with Mark Sanchez as the New York Jets starting quarterback. Sanchez was pulled late in the third quarter, and Greg McElroy came in and led the Jets to the only touchdown of the game on his first NFL drive. Arizona's John Skelton will be back at starting quarterback when the Cardinals play the Seahawks Sunday in Seattle. Coach Ken Wisenhunt says his decision to replace rookie Ryan Lindley was based on several factors, including the environment the Cardinals will face in Seattle. The Minnesota Vikings have placed ailing wide receiver Percy Harvin on injured reserve. That move was announced Wednesday afternoon after Harvin missed another practice because of a severely sprained left ankle that's kept him out of the last three games. Well, Major League players continue to find teams or new contracts at the baseball winter meetings. They continue in Nashville. The Los Angeles Angels have worked out contracts with a pair of pitchers. Left-hander Sean Burnett has agreed to a 2-year contract with the Halos, pending a physical. The Angels also worked out a 2-year, $15 million deal with right-hander Joe Blanton. A person familiar with the deal says the Chicago White Sox have reached agreement on a 3-year, $12 million deal with infielder Jeff Kepinger. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says the Arizona Diamondbacks and infielder Eric Chavez agreed to terms on a $3 million one-year contract. The Seattle Mariners are hoping Jason Bay has anything left after hitting just .165 with 8 homers and 20 RBIs for the Mets last season. Lefty Randy Choate and the St. Louis Cardinals agreed to a 3-year deal worth $7.5 million. Also, Jeff Francis has accepted a 1-year deal to stay in Colorado, and the Mets third baseman David Wright signed his 8-year, $139 million contract extension. San Diego Padres pitcher Andrew Cashner cut a tendon in his right thumb during a hunting accident and probably will start the season on the disabled list. Padres general manager Josh Burns said that Cashner was injured by a hunting partner while they were trimming a carcass and that the 26-year-old right-hander sustained a small cut and had surgery on that punctured tendon. Hall of Famer Barry Larkin says there's no room for steroid users in Cooperstown. The former Cincinnati Reds shortstop told the Associated Press in a phone interview on Wednesday that players who cheat shouldn't receive baseball's highest individual honor. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa are all up for selection for the first time, and all three have been linked to performance-enhancing drugs. And in racing news, Tony Stewart has passed up a chance to race for Roger Penske in the Indianapolis 500. The three-time NASCAR champion says he wouldn't attempt to race in both the Indy 500 and NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 on the same day next year. That's something he's done twice before. Penske extended the invitation last week in Las Vegas while accepting the Sprint Cup trophy. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.